I'm a realist and an optimist.
Wolf and Luke Middays, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
All right, there's a story up on the Undefeated from earlier today. The title is Suns GM James Jones signs multi-year contract extension. That's from this morning, and the guy who wrote it is Mark J. Spears, who joins us right now on the 72sold.com sports line. Mark, first of all, thank you for the time. We appreciate it. I guess to start with this, it seems like this would just kind of be a slam dunk, right, considering the job James Jones has done here so far?
Definitely. I mean, you got the general manager of the year, was very, you know, humble about it, but certainly appreciative of the award. Didn't ask for any fanfare or didn't want it during the playoffs last year. But if you think about what he's done in terms of getting Chris Paul, who I definitely think should get some MVP talk, to even like picking up a guy like Bismack Biyombo, who I didn't even know he was a free agent. You know, like, he's not on the team. And he's looked great so far. There's been worse of moves early on that people scratched their head about that have worked out. And so I think he's done a fantastic job. He hired Monty Williams and certainly is growing as one of the GMs in the league.
Mark, what makes James Jones such a good general manager, in your opinion?
I think the combination of played before, he kind of, you know, sees it from a different angle, from a player's angle. Then, you know, you're around Pat Riley for a while, right? So I'm sure he learned a lot from the Heat. They did things, and he always do a magnificent job of not only drafting, but finding, like, kind of diamonds in the rough. And I think James took a lot from them. And just a smart guy, you know. I mean, if he doesn't toot his own horn, if you didn't know who he was, you wouldn't know who he was, right? He kind of just keeps to himself and hides in his suite and everything. But I think another thing, too, is he's not scared to do risky things, which I think is a key thing for success for a general manager. Like, when you guys got Chris Paul, I thought it was amazing, but I was in the minority. Like, oh, wow, he's so old. Why would you do that? He vaulted them to the finals, you know. Getting JaVale McGee and getting the best out of him, like trading for Shamit. Like, he's done some really, really good things and taking some risks, making draft trade that brought Cameron Johnson in. Like, he doesn't sit on his hands. What I like about him, he's just not a dormant GM. I think there's some execs in the league who do their best not to make a mistake, keep their job. I don't think he's like that at all.
We're talking to Mark J. Spears here on the Suns giving James Jones the extension earlier today. And Mark, one of the other things, along the lines of what you just said, you know, he comes in and he was here when the Suns drafted DeAndre Ayton. Now, he isn't the guy that technically drafted him, but it has been impressive that he has put pieces around D.A. that have clearly helped D.A. hit another level, too.
Yeah, you know, like Chris Paul, he has kind of been his, like, Mr. Miyagi, right, for DeAndre Ayton. There was a lot of – D.A. had a lot of stuff that was going wrong in the beginning. You know, and I went to the Bahamas with him when he first got drafted, and there's, you know, such high hopes. But then you have, like, Luka hanging over you. You have Trae Young hanging over you. He missed games and for various reasons, but then, you know, brings in Monty, father figure to D.A. He brings in Chris Paul, who basically tells D.A., look, you're the title unless you play great. I expect you to play great. This is what you could be. It's that confidence that James and Monty and Chris and Book instilled in him, made him an elite player in this league now, elite big man in this league, and, you know, made it to where last season I don't talk about Luka and Trey, and I don't know that many people do anymore in regards to DA. Like, he's dictate his way, and those guys, James, most notably, had a lot to do with it.
Mark, Chris Paul, of course, is, man, such a central piece to the Phoenix Suns, but why is he not in MVP discussion more? Because I don't hear a lot of noise surrounding him.
Funny, I talked to old Arizona superstar Tom Tolbert the other day on the radio out here in the Bay Area. He mentioned Book. Why doesn't Book get enough credit? And I'm the biggest Devin Booker fan as there is. And I said, yeah. I said, but you could say the same for Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times, whether it's basketball fans or media, we get so enamored with scoring. Scoring is like the sexy thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh man, he scored 30, or like, but you lose sight of leadership. That can't be shown in a box score. Competitive fire, the ability to make others better, like that doesn't go on the score sheet. And there's so many things I think Chris does about this team that you can't put with numbers. So yeah, I mean, I don't vote anymore for other reasons for another day, but if I had voted last year, Chris would have been high on my MVP list, and certainly such would be the case now, because I don't think the Suns make it to the finals. I don't think they're leading the NBA right now without Chris Paul on the roster.
Well, Mark Spears, we appreciate the time, man. We love the story up on the Undefeated, too. Great news for Suns fans today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mark.